Good day, this is Randy Johnston, columnist for CPA Tech Advisor, and I hope you're having a great day. I want to talk to you a little bit about the article Technology Tools for Better Client Service. And for me, one of my goals has been to help as many people as possible use technology in the way that benefits them the most. Not everyone gets to share their personal mission statement with so many people. But as a frequent reader of this column, you know that I have had the privilege of living my mission statement. More importantly, I take the responsibility very personally and directly for each of you. Before I'll stake my reputation on a technology, I have to believe it does several things. Number one, that it provides a legitimate solution to a legitimate problem. Number two, that it has a reasonable cost-benefit ratio. And number three, it can truly make things easier for you. Now, I won't claim to be right on every item, but if a baseball player bats 400, they're considered a star. And with that in mind, I think I've had a pretty good record, and I think we should consider some special hardware that may merit some of your hard-earned money. There's some new technologies out there with what I would call the cool factor. And some of these maybe aren't so new, but they have a clear place and are very safe bets. And the first one of those is the Apple iPhone. And I'm going to suggest to you that this particular product is a wonderful device and that it's more of a personal device at this point. We're going to see in the summer here of 2009 a new generation of the iPhone, a third version, if you will. And I would suggest to you that even though this is a personal device versus a corporate device, I think many of you and your clients would benefit if you had one in hand. An alternative is the BlackBerry. For email delivery, it's a much more corporate device, but it is very email-centric. The ability for IT to remotely wipe this device and protect your data and your client data is a real big benefit. A third piece of technology that I'd recommend is the Fujitsu ScanSnap S300. It's a great portable scanner that has duplex, meaning you can read both sides of the paper in a single pass, for scanning capability, and it's powered off the USB cable, making it exceptionally portable. Fujitsu has recently showed a replacement for the Big Brother, the S1500, with the new S5100 unit at CES in January of 2009. Many of you have the S510 units or the 5100 units, and they'll be replaced with this next generation of ScanSnap. A fourth great technology tool is the MacBook Pro. It's a great personal computer that, when used in conjunction with VMware Fusion, allows you to have the best of all worlds, a reliable operating system with the Mac OS, plus you can run Linux or Windows of any version, very easy to use, and the ability to run all the PC applications. We have not found any compatibility issues running applications on the Mac. Probably the best value for a very small computer is the Asus EEE PC. It's a 10-inch netbook that has an Atom processor of 1.66 gigahertz in there. Comes with 1 gig of RAM and 160 gig hard drive. Optionally, but the model that I picked was one that had 10 gig of cloud storage, Bluetooth, was running on XP instead of Linux, which the Linux version is perfectly usable too. This product runs for 9.5 hours on a single charge, and at this time sells for $374, a truly great travel machine. Another hardware device that we'd recommend broadly is the Kindle 2. If you read books, I want to know how you can be without this device. And it really may not help so much with client service, but the books that you can place on here, the documents that you can place on here, really do make a difference. And you can read so much more rapidly and carry so much less when you have the Kindle 2 with you. Well, what about other hardware devices that may have improved enough or maybe are a little more bleeding edge? Well, first off, let's think about digital pens. One of those might be the Mobile Digital Scribe from IO Gear. It's $99. Or the Live Scribe Pulse Smart Pen from LiveScribe.com. It's about $200. And These devices typically take specialized digital paper that's about $20 a pad. Logitech makes the IO2 device. It's about $259, and it's probably actually good to consider the Wacom Bamboo. Wacom is W-A-C-O-M, Wacom.com, and this is a digital pen with a digital mouse pad. It only works on the computer, whereas the others work without the computer, but it's inexpensive at about $79. We also know that number two, voice recognition in this bleeding-edge technology is working fairly well. Two products to cite here would be the Dragon Naturally Speaking 10. It's a commercially successful product. The biggest issue right now is it's not 64-bit compliant, but it runs in a virtual machine just fine. The product comes with the Philips voice tracer, so you can dictate and transfer the file to a PC. Again, the product works fine, but training and patience is required to make this work the way you'd expect. Vista, the operating system, also has speech recognition built in, and it works very well. Again, training is required, and we have found no digital voice recorder or transcriber up to this point. Voice recognition has been a part of the operating system from Windows since Windows 98, and it's improving with each operating system upgrade. The product can be used to start programs or accessories. Speech in Office 2003 and earlier was there, but it is not in Office 2007. So it looks like Microsoft is moving this technology into the operating system where it probably belongs. A third technology certainly to consider, maybe bleeding edge, maybe not quite so much, is voice over IP. We recommend a good quality headset and microphone when you use soft phone products like Skype. Skype just came out with a new 4.0 version. It has improved audio and video calling, including conference call capabilities. The working plan is for Skype to provide desktop sharing, which could replace some remote support tools. So picture that what you've got is the ability to run a PC desktop and take over another PC desktop, much like you can with GoToMyPC or one of the types of remote control tools. This is working today on the Mac to PC, just not PC to PC. There are also heavy-duty integration products like VoiceGuy Exchange, a PBX to Skype application, and they basically connect Skype to your PBX system. The second product is the Microsoft Office Communicator Release 2. It's been out for about 30 days at this point, and it's really the new version of Microsoft's unified messaging system, which allows for shared desktop, improved video calling, audio calling, conference calling, instant messaging, integration into Exchange 2007, and integration into voice over IP systems. This can be a very effective way for you to communicate in the near future. In-house voice over IP systems really deserve a whole different podcast and article, but I can tell you that at my NMGI operation, I really like my TrixBox solution. I think it's a great fit for small firms, very affordable. Cell phones continue to improve, but really, at this point, I'm not super happy with where the phones are. There are some phones to watch. Of course, we've mentioned the iPhone and the BlackBerry earlier, but I would also suggest that you continue to watch the Google Android. While right now this product's primarily focused on consumers, it's getting much more software that will turn it into a business instrument. And the folks that make the Google Android phones, HTC, have actually announced three new versions of the phones for 2009. I think this product will do very well once it expands beyond the T-Mobile system, which it's currently running on today. Also, another new phone is the Palm Pre. Palm announced its new WebOS at CES in 2009 and a new generation phone. And this effectively retires the Palm OS, and I think this phone could be a really good competitor for the iPhone or the G phone. One other new bleeding-edge piece of technology is Polymer Vision's Redius. This is a 3G HSDPA tri-band phone, which has worldwide support, and it also has several other feed features. For example, it gets instant updates from news sources, special services, and email. It has a micro SD storage capacity, and that means that you can also transfer information in that way as well as ebooks. Radius has audio capabilities for MP3 support for podcasts and audiobooks and music. And more importantly, it has the 5-inch rollable digital paper display, which I think will be the way the displays work in the future. Now, we know that not every hardware or software product will make it for the long haul, but the ones that I've discussed with you here today have a lot of promise. They're working today, and I think will be used for a long time to come. But more important, I think all of these are really legitimate attempts to improve all of our lives with superior technology. For now, this is Randy Johnston signing off for In the Trenches, and the podcast today was just trying to give you some insights for better technology tools for better client service. We'll talk to you again soon.